Ota Binga, 1885-1916. Mibe Ota Binga, known today as simply Ota Binga, a native of the Congo in Central Africa, was exhibited at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair as an exotic pygmy. While many details of his early life and his travels to the United States are lost to history, we know that Mibe Ota Binga was brought to this country by Samuel Philip Verna, a businessman and Presbyterian missionary to the Congo. Verna had made arrangements with the Smithsonian Institute to bring a group of pygmies from the Congo for an anthropology exhibit at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair. Verna later gave various accounts on how he first encountered Ota Binga, but common to most of them was that Ota Binga had been married and had a child, and that he had been forced into slavery either by a neighboring tribe or by forces of the Belgian-controlled government, and that Verna had saved him from either slavery or death at the hands of cannibalistic enemies. Ota Binga, along with four other men from another tribe, accompanied Verna to St. Louis. The group was displayed along with ethnic groups from other parts of the world at the exposition. And at the exposition, Verna returned the Africans to their homeland. Verna had acquired a license from the Belgian government to trade in ivory and rubber and traveled extensively in Central Africa, possibly accompanied by Ota Binga. For reasons not recorded, Binga chose to return to the U.S. with Verna in 1906. Verna arranged for accommodations for Binga at the American Museum of Natural History, but in September 1906, he had him move to the New York Zoological Gardens, known informally as the Bronx Zoo, where the director, Wim Temple Hornaday, displayed him in a cage with an orangutan. This outraged the Reverend R.S. MacArthur, who organized other black ministers to protest Binga's inhumane treatment. Because of growing public outrage, Binga was moved within weeks to an orphanage, the Howard Colored Orphans Asylum in Brooklyn. At about 20, Binga was older than the other 265 residents and was afforded his own room. Professor Gregory W. Hayes, president of Virginia Theological Seminary and College in Lynchburg, now Virginia University of Lynchburg, had participated in the protests against Binga displayed at the zoo and took Binga to Lynchburg in late 1906. Within weeks of their arrival in Lynchburg, Hayes died of renal failure. His widow, the mother of five children, was appointed interim president of the college, and Binga was returned to the orphanage in New York. The orphanage had recently acquired a farm on Long Island, and about 30 adolescent boys and Binga was moved to the farm. 3 years later, in January 1910, Binga returned to Lynchburg and the Hayes home. Attempts were made to assimilate him in Lynchburg life. Either in New York or Lynchburg, his teeth, which had been chipped to points in childhood, were kept. He was tutored by Ann Spencer, who taught at Virginia Theological Seminary and College, and would later become a celebrated Harlem Renaissance poet, and played with Ann's son, Chauncey, who later distinguished himself as a Tuskegee Airman. Ota Binga, given the name Otto Bingo by his host, found some comfort in hunting and fishing, often accompanied by neighborhood children. He longed to return to Africa. Any hopes that he might do so was stymied by World War I. He grew increasingly despondent and eventually took his own life with a gun on March 20th, 1916. Chauncey Spencer recalled many years later, "We were told that he thought his soul would go back to Africa." Otabinga was buried in a rosewood casket in the Old City Cemetery. The location of the grave and any possible marker has been lost to time. Local oral tradition insists that Binga's remains were later exhumed and reinterred at White Rock Cemetery, although no record of this exists. However, for at least a time, perhaps, Otabinga found rest here at Old City Cemetery.